will be the Bobcats serving. They're on the right side of that. If you're watching at home, it's also a video stream for this 2A championship. As DeJitis' spike attempt, that's dug out by Beaver in the back row, but a lift violation, a double hit called against the Bobcats gives Freeport the 1-0 edge. Yellow Jackets on the left side of the net. They're wearing the navy blue shirts and shorts with the gold numbers. Beaver, the maroon jerseys with the silver numbers and the black shorts.
Just, again, impressed by Freeport. Their depth and the way they play together, they just plug people in.
Avery Cowan on the service. It's returned by Dodds, who sets up to her teammates. And McElhaney's spike attempt dug out by Maddie Christie. Now turning effort by Hannah Mason. That's rejected. Still on Freeport's side. Christie plays it over in the back row. It's popped high into the air by Mia Dodds of Beaver. And now the Bobcats get it ahead to Ciccone, who plays it over the other way. Mason, again, it's dug out by Dodds. Now they set up McElhaney. A little dump shot on the run. Nice play by Claire Kreitzer. Zingaro the other way, and she gets the winner for Freeport. Had some good defense, and ultimately the offense comes through at the end for the Yellow Jackets.
They found a way to stop McElhaney last game, but they still won.
Dodds again puts it high in the air. Now they set up McElhaney. She's a few feet behind in that, but it doesn't matter with her height and athleticism. She gets the kill. 2-1. Freeport ahead, but serve going to the Bobcats.
If Beaver's going to win this, they're going to need that front court offense just like they had in game one. They didn't have a lot of it in game two. They got a lot of contributions, especially from Sydney Caruso on defense.
On the serve that time was Ciccone as Freeport plays it over, and the Yellow Jackets get the winner. Diving effort by the libero, Sydney Caruso, but she couldn't keep it alive. It's 3-1.
You know, out of the four classifications, I think we had favorites coming into. You know, Greensburg, obviously. In this game, to me, yeah, Beaver's the number one seed, but right now you still can't pick a winner of this game. These two teams are so evenly matched.
Running serve by Maggie Ward. Now McElhaney, she goes through the double block, and she gets the point. It was Hannah Mason and Katie Zangara who went up to contest, but they got a piece, not enough. Makes it 3-2, and Beaver gets the service. Lambert to serve. Popped up high into the air by Kreitzer, the libero. Now they get it to Christie from the left side of the antenna. Punched over. It's going to be a net violation, however, against Beaver. Tough break.
Yeah.
Bobcats did some nice things on that point, but the unforced error on the net violation.
Grace Oram kind of had to get there and get the ball and punch it over, and she just hit the net, and she just touched the net. It doesn't matter what part of the body touches the net. Shoulder, arm, head, hair, it doesn't matter. It's a net violation, and that's what the R2 is for. He calls the net
violation. And I believe it's also if you go underneath the net and cross
that's
the
true.
Line.
That's true. That's true, if your foot goes across the line. Or touches the line, I think. It's if it touches the line.
Claire Kreitzer on the service. She's a libero for Freeport. Now McElhaney, she's got a good look at it. It's returned right across by Ward. Now Beaver scrambling a little bit to get it across. They'll do so, do the Bobcats. Nice set by Ward to Christie, but it's defended. Yellow Jackets set it up again, and that time Hannah Mason goes long.
You know what? I watched the girls at the net, and Sean, they're 6 inches from the net. You got to jump straight up, and you just got to have body control, and it takes years to practice that. Stay away from that net.
Now it's the 6-foot junior McElhaney on the serve. It's a good serve popped up by Mason right at the net. They get it back to Mason, who plays it across. Now Beaver's going to try to set up its offense. And it was a mistimed set.
Yep.
As leaping too early that time was Alexa Mamone. As she came back down to the court, she tried to tip it but couldn't get it over.
I was going to say that Mamone and McElhaney. McElhaney was in the backcourt, Mamone up front. They were so effective last time when Mamone came in. But she just, you're right, mistimed it. Just a mistake.
That'll give serve to Hannah Mason for Freeport. Diving effort by Caruso to keep it alive. And now a turning shot and a winner for Beaver. As the Bobcats get that point from Grace Oram.
I got a feeling this one's going to be a lot closer than the first two. I don't think either team's going to pull away much. And this one's going to be a tight one. And, boy, I tell you what, can the winner of this one then pull out game four is the question. Do you have enough in you to do two straight?
We learned from that first set, even if a team does pull away, until they put it away with that final point, nothing's for sure. As Christie with the back row spike, that trickles over, and now the Bobcats will do the same back row spike, but it does not work for Beaver. As that time, Dodd's going to clear the net.
All of a sudden, Beaver's starting to make mistakes again. And you see the looks of the girls that are in front of us. I don't want to say worry, but a little bit of frustration for Beaver right now. The looks I see on some of the girls' faces.
6-4. Bobcats try to set up the offensive. They tip that one over, but it was on the outside of the antenna.
It's the antenna. It's point for the other team.
7-4 Freeport now, trying to gain some separation. Maddie Christie. Now it's just tipped over by Beaver at the net. That allowed the Yellow Jack to set up for Mankey. She goes down the sideline, but it just misses. She was trying to go down the line at that left antenna. Just could not find the mark.
Now look over, and Charlene Horwath, she's positive. She's really got this team going over the last few years. Assistants Joanne Horwath and Karen Horwath. Leanne Summers and Susan Polarski with her as well.
Yellow Jackets get it over on the third hit. And now Mamone goes up and crushes it down. She finds the mark. Some of the fans aren't too happy, but the kill goes to Alexa Mamone.
Boy, that 7-6. Was close. If it hits the line, it's out or in if it hits the line?
It's in.
It's in. If it hits the line, it's in. Close one, but the call was made by the line judge. She's there.
Big spike attempt. Blocked at the net and back on the Beaver side. And that was a turning shot by Mamone. Really nicely done, but Freeport had an answer. Now DeGitis plays it over. It's a 50-50 ball, and the Yellow Jackets win it and get the point. Christy Radvan able to get that. That makes it 8-6.
Grubbs with a great defensive play for Freeport on the left side to keep it alive.
Radvan to serve. Diving serve, but Beaver keeps it alive. Now they toss it over to the Bobcats. That allows a big point for Zingaro, and she's able to get the winner, make it 9-6.
Like I said, it just seems like Beaver is playing a little tight. I look at the girls on the court, they have looks of concern on their face.
Advan to serve, her team up by three. We're tied at one set apiece. Now Mamone skies high and pounds it down to make it 9-7.
Yeah, I don't think either team's going to go away. There's too much talent on both of these teams. Beaver knows they're in a match now. They know that the number two seed has won championships. They're attuned to what's going on here. They're playing a good team.
Now we have a whistle, and it's going to be a violation against Beaver. And as a result, it's now 10-7.
I could have swore that was on Freeport, but I missed it.
Substitutes coming in for the Yellow Jackets.
And that's what amazes me about Freeport. It's just with all these substitutions, they know their position. They know where to be. They're so smart on the court.
Cowan on the service. That's handled in the back row by Rattangeli. And now a big spike from the left side. That's defended by the Bobcats. And now a jump ball won by Beaver and by McElhaney. That was much needed, Mike.
Yeah, Beaver can't let Freeport afford to pull ahead. Beaver has not played from behind all match. A little bit early here, but what would they be like playing from behind late in the game?
Ciccone. That might have been going long, but it was played by Kreitzer in the back row, and now the Yellow Jackets get it across on hit number three. Caruso sets up. Well executed, but the finish wasn't there. Spiking it into her own net, Mia Dodds. Looked like a good set, Mike, but unfortunately for Dodds, she just drilled it right into the center
of
her own net.
Good defense by Freeport. Freeport's good defense up front, and that's, I believe, Katie Zingaro up there.
That serve just barely clears the net from Maggie Ward. Now McElhaney, that's handled by Cowan in the back row. Now Ward to set it across on hit number three. They go back to McElhaney. Triple team trying to block her, but it still doesn't work. She gets the winner.
And you know something? I don't know why you don't go to her constantly. I would, if you get that backcourt digging, you can get the set to her constantly, get it to her, and let her do her magic. She has been tough when she's got the sets.
Lambert now just clears the net. That's a good serve, but it was dug out by Cowan. And now Christy, that one might have been going long, but Caruso didn't see the back line. She tried to play it and plays it into the stands. It's 12-9 Freeport.
That's a tough one. You got to know playing back line. Defensive specialist, you got to know where the line's at. You have to know. I think it was going out too.
And your teammates also can help you in that scenario because the bench for Beaver.
Bench right there. They got to scream.
Yep.
Got to yell.
Now Beaver's going to have a chance to set up a little tip shot across. That time by Orem, and a tip shot the other way, and it works for Christy Radvan. They didn't have a lot of behind it, but she was able to find a spot, and that's going to lead to a timeout. We'll take one as well. It's 13-9 in set number three in favor of Freeport. You're listening to or watching the 2016 WPL Girls Volleyball Finals, sponsored by Carleton University, and it's right here on the MSA Sports Network.